that's the problem, really.
Parts of the whole are not parts in relation to the whole, not like the scent of the rose, which is a part of the rose.
Yes.
The beauty of green herbs is a part of the rose's beauty. The coo of the turtle dove is a part of that nightingale.
Means what? Look at this. Okay, I told you this story, okay? Everything is finished. But let me tell you that misunderstandings come from what? You could take one part of this and blow it up. Then you know what you did? You took a piece of something. Which piece you took off? Because yes, I'm talking about the flower, and you could pick a piece of it, which is the smell, right? So, if you pick the smell of the flower, you picked a real detail which conveys the meaning of that. But how about the beauty of the garden which will add to the flower? Then which piece is important over there? You see, when you take a piece, you should know which piece you're taking from totality. If you don't understand the totality, don't hang on to the piece. I told you the totality. So you have to see it in big picture. Don't pick up the little thing here and there and go away. I know that your mind has thousands of questions, could create millions, right? About what about this, what about that, what about that, what about that. Am I right or not? That your brain could make a lot of questions. Huh? Okay, and what will happen if I give in to your curiosity and your questions, doubts, and denials? What will happen? We will be here for eternity, right? You will ask, and so what? And you know what my job is? Sorry, my job is not to answer your questions. I told you at the beginning, my job is to bring a little water to the thirsty fellow, not you. Read it, please.
If I become occupied with a difficulty and the answer, how shall I be able to give water to the thirsty?
That's the point. I know, I told you this story, and I know your brain could go and take a piece of it to say, what about this? Remember, I gave you the totality, don't pick up these little details. Because if you do, I will not sit down here to answer all those questions, because my job is something else. The thirsty fellow, they have priority here, because it's about thirst. All of it is about thirst. If you're not thirsty, you want to chat, I don't have time. Yes. Lee.
If you are wholly perplexed and in straits, have patience. Patience is the key to joy.
That's my point. Hmm. And if you say, oh, I have 2,000 questions, I say, okay, cool down. Be patient, because he will help you. I cannot. Patience. I know you have a lot of questions. I know for you something is clear, that every little questions of you will be answered and things like that. Here, we cannot do that. Yes?
Abstain from thoughts. Abstain. Thought is the lion and the wild ass and men's hearts are the thickets. Mm-hmm. Acts of abstinence are superior to medicines, because scratching is an increase of the itch. Assuredly, abstinence is the first principle of medicine. Abstain and behold the strength of thy spirit.
Okay, what does that mean? Abstain. It's a strange word. You don't use it normally. Don't worry. The word he's using is exactly the same, atama, which is a very simple hint that don't rush. Pray. So, okay. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I told you this story, as I promised. And I know you could pick up details and have questions, but I'm sorry. That's not my job. If I attend to that, I will not have time for these thirsty people, really. And if you are really confused and messed up, then don't do anything. Wait, be patient. Don't rush in anything. This is not something that if you're confused, you rush in just. Just be patient. Because that patience is the beginning. That's the first medicine you should take. Become somebody who is worthy of listening to all this. Then the trick will be done. Really?
Assuredly, abstinence is the first principle of medicine. Abstain and behold the strength of thy spirit. Receive these words like the ear, that I may make for you an earring of gold.
That's not how it is in Persian, honestly. It could not be translated that way. Because he's using some special words here. This is one of the places that he's strongly making a point. First he said, okay, that not rushing in the thing, abstaining, or whatever is the principle of the medicine. So stick to that and see the power of your jhan, not the soul. That's jhan. Soul to us is ruh. This is jhan, life. Means don't rush, your life will do it. Believe in life in you. قابل این گفتها شو گوشوار. That قابلیت is important and is missing in that translation. It means become worthy of something. Become capable of something. You see? Become worthy and capable of what we are saying. Become like an ear. Then I will make a golden earring for you. That's the point he's making. I'm not telling you make an earring. I'm telling you become an ear. Means become worthy of what we are saying. Let go of everything and attend to this. I will make you an earring for you.
You will become a ring in the ear of the moon that works in gold. You will ascend to the moon and the Pleiades. First hear that the diverse created beings are spiritually different.
But before that, what was the meaning of that? You will become a ring in the ear of the moon?
The moon usually is the prophet.
Yes. But here, something is missing over there. One word is over there, which is so obvious to see it, but you could read it differently. Are you attentive? I read it in Persian. حلقه در گوش مه زرگر شوی. Did you hear the زرگر? That zargar means goldsmith. But if you pronounce it zargar, it will become, if you become the gold. If you become the golden earring of the moon, or if you become halqa dar goosh mah zargar shavi, means if you become a slave of that goldsmith. And the opposite, you will become that earring that goldsmith is missing, and it belongs to the moon.